This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Just recently, the Illinois State Junior Horse Show was taking place at the Illinois State Fairgrounds. There were riders from all over the state with their horses. Horse breeds range from stock types such as quarter horses and paints to society breeds such as Arabians and Saddlebreds. There are some local riders from Madison County riding, and I got to catch up with them at their stalls during a break in their busy show day. One rider I got to talk with was Carly Keschner. Carly and I discussed the show and her passion for showing horses.
Yeah, I just turned 18 years old on July 4th. I'm going to be a senior in high school, and I'm looking forward to going to college next year.
Tell us about the horse that you're riding here at the show.
So I just got this horse actually up at Findlay, Ohio at an auction. He was 3 years old when I bought him. Actually just turned three 2 days before I bought him. So had him till 3 year. This is my second year with him showing. Had him for a full year. He's four now and just really starting to come together and hoping to do a lot of things with him.
So a pretty good auction buy, which is kind of rare sometimes in the horse industry.
Very, very rare. Yeah, his value has been up a lot. We're actually hoping to take him to Congress soon. And just he does all the all-around events, and he's just a good-tempered boy, really pretty. You know, he's a bay roan. He's real pretty to look at. So,
how many years have you been showing?
Oh, goodness, since I was 11, so 7 years.
And how many years have you been coming to the junior state show up here?
5 years, actually. I've brought three different horses up here, so.
And what do you love about showing horses?
Everything, really. It's the bond. It's the how you work for it, coming together, learning new things, learning each other. I mean, it's just so rewarding. It's like, honestly, it's the best thing in the world. It's the best feeling. Just there he's snorting now.
He wanted to have an interview also.
Yeah, he had to have his say, like always.
So you mentioned some of the work that you put in. What have you been doing to get ready for this show?
Well, we've been training him a lot. He came to me and he was barely broke. So, yeah, we take him to all-around events. So, really just focusing on English and Western. Eventually, we're going to put a flying lead change on him, do Western riding. So, just really trying to get him to be able to do the all-around events and pushing him really hard, ride about 5 days a week, give him 2 weeks off, 2 days off. So, yeah.
And what's the best part about this show in particular?
It's just, you know, it's really the community. Like, everybody's so nice, and it's just, it's fun, but yet it still has that, like, a lot of times when you go to fun shows, it's not good competition. Yeah. But this show has such great competition. Everyone's super friendly, and it's just a really good time.
And what's the best part about summer?
Showing horses, honestly. Just spending all my time with my horse.
Is there anybody you want to thank for helping you get here today?
Definitely my trainer, Marissa Phillips, Unzip Performance Horses. She's the one who introduced me to my horse. He is my dream horse. I'll have him forever. My parents, they've supported me since I've had a horse since I was in diapers. So definitely them for pursuing my dream and helping me. And the rest of my family, my grandma built us our farm. We have our own private family farm. And my cousins and my aunt for helping me and at the shows and at home and everything. So, yeah.
And how has the show been going for you so far?
Wonderful. We got one showmanship out of 18, and then we won Hunter Under Saddle out of like 20, and then we got 8th and Halter out of 37, and still got all our Western events coming up, yeah. So pretty excited.
Carly is from Godfrey and was having great rides at the show. Congratulations to all the exhibitors at the Junior State 4-H Horse Show. Recently, the beloved Justify has entered retirement after his famous Triple Crown win this year. Justify, the undefeated winner of the 2018 Triple Crown, has been retired from racing, it was announced last week. Justify had some feeling in his ankle, and he is just not responding quick enough for a fall campaign, said trainer Bob Buffett. We all wanted to see Justify run again, but ultimately it is my responsibility to make sure he is perfect. Without 60 to 90 days, I can't be definite. Campaigned by Windstar Farm, China Horse Club, Head of Plains Partners LLC, and Starlight Racing, Justify dazzled at first asking on February 18th, winning his career debut at Santa Anita, and proceeded to accomplish many historical feats en route to racing stardom. He broke the curse of Apollo when he won the Kentucky Derby by 2.5 lengths on May 5th, becoming the first horse since Apollo in 1882 to win the Derby without starting as a 2-year-old. He is an incredible horse, and we are very disappointed he can't run again, said Windstar Farm's Kenny Trout. All things happen for a reason, and we are blessed to have raced him to be the 13th Triple Crown winner in history. Justify went on to capture the Preakness Stakes at Pimlico under the foggiest conditions the race has ever seen. He was pressured every step of the way and fended off all challengers for the wire-to-wire victory. When he won the Preakness, I allowed myself to start dreaming about the Triple Crown, said Trout. When we looked back on this, we have been part of an undefeated Triple Crown champion and hopefully a horse of the year. Justify went to New York in pursuit of history in the Belmont Stakes. Sent to the lead by his Hall of Fame rider Mike Smith, Justify never looked back, winning the Belmont by 1 3/4 lengths, becoming the first undefeated Triple Crown winner since Seattle Slough. Like everyone else, I am disappointed he won't run again, but I am thankful he came into my life, Smith said. There was never a time when I rode him that I felt like I was going to get beat. There is no horse who could run with him without sacrificing themselves, and there is no horse who could come get him. He truly is a gift from God. Justify provided racing international exposure through the Triple Crown, winning the Belmont Stakes and China Horse Club's red and yellow colors after taking the Derby and Preakness in Windstar Silks. To win the Triple Crown is an amazing accomplishment, said China Horse Club's Tiao Aking. The history of the Triple Crown and the difficulty of winning the three legs is not something I take lightly. It has been a great ride for all of us, and I have complete confidence Bob is doing the right thing by Justify. Justify will return to Windstar Farm near Lexington, Kentucky early next month. He won all six of his career starts, amassing earnings of $3,798,000. In addition to his classic wins, Justify also won the Santa Anita Derby. Bred in Kentucky by John Gunther, the son of Scat Daddy, Stage Magic by Gat Zapper, it was purchased by China Horse Club and Maverick Racing for $500,000 out of the Glenwood Farm consignment at the 2016 Keeneland September sale. The timing is bad for another start in 2018, and therefore we have to retire him, said Windstar Farm's Elliot Walden. Like American Pharoah, we can't take the risk of running Justify as a four-year-old. We all wanted him to finish his career in the Breeders' Cup Classic, but it is not meant to be. As has been reported, there is a possible sale to Coolmore in place, but that won't be finalized until a later date. We are excited to share him with our fans starting the middle of August after he gets acclimated. Justify will also parade at Del Mar on Saturday, July 28th, before traveling to Windstar. The parade at Del Mar will be a great opportunity for the fans in San Diego area to come out and see him, said Baffert. That's all the time we have on your Saturday afternoon horse show. Reporting for WSMI, this has been Jamie Geisler.